Now, the rest of the story. For Anna Robertson at 76, there was very little left of life except her embroidery, and she was a wizard with needle and yarn. Anna lived on a little farm in New York State near the Vermont border. She'd shared that country home with her husband until his death 7 years before. At first, Anna fought the emptiness by busying herself with farm chores and housework, but soon life demanded a slower pace. Anna's restlessness demanded a hobby. Her daughter suggested embroidery, and it turned out to be an ideal suggestion. For through this newfound recreation, Anna awakened a dormant talent, a talent of considerable proportion. She embroidered landscapes, primarily exquisite, colorful scenes, the gentle interweaving of memory and imagination. Now she was 76. And just as her past activities had been threatened by age, so was her only remaining hobby threatened. The arthritis in her fingers had grown worse. Attempting to minimize the discomfort, Anna wrapped her hands with bandages, and when that no longer helped, she consulted a book of home remedies. It prescribed a daily dose of 3 cups of milk with 3 to 5 drops of turpentine, but still, the stiffness in her fingers continued. At night, the ache kept her awake. Even more significantly, by day, Anna found the proper grasp of her embroidery needle increasingly difficult and eventually impossible. Because of the arthritis in her fingers, Anna's pleasant pastime of embroidery was ended. But the 76-year-old farm woman just couldn't allow herself to go to seed. She had been active all of her life, and especially now she needed an expressive outlet, an answer to her relentless restlessness. It was about this time that Anna and her sister were reminiscing, recalling their childhood. Apparently, when Anna was a little girl, she had amused herself by drawing pictures. She'd employed everything imaginable to color those pictures: berry juice, blue and red carpenter's chalk, even the paint her father used to mark livestock. The distant memory led to more recent memories. On rainy days, Anna had delighted her children and then her grandchildren with clever little paintings and sketches. It was nothing to be taken seriously until now. For Anna, inspired by the scattered recollections of an earlier acumen, marched up to the attic, retrieved a can of old house paint. She got a piece of canvas which had been used to patch a threshing machine cover. And there that day began a new beginning, for Anna would certainly have been contented with her embroidery. But instead, arthritis forced her to trade her needle for a brush, and a brand new career was only beginning. Anna had never, ever taken a lesson in art. She'd never been to a museum. She'd never heard of Picasso or Van Gogh. And yet she, at 76, embarked on a shining artistic adventure of 25 years. And before that odyssey ended, she had produced 1,500 paintings, had captured the imagination, the admiration, the respect of artists and art lovers everywhere. Maybe you never knew the aging farm woman who was frustrated because she could no longer embroider, but you remember her alternative, the incomparable undying art born of arthritis, the art of Anna Mary Robertson Moses, whom you know as Grandma Moses. Only now you know the rest of the story.